It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was designed with you in mind, a show that will help you get from where you are to where you want to be. Yeah. And it's a show that I get to do every Wednesday with co-host Niles and KJ, who's here in spirit. How are you, Niles?
I'm doing well.
Oh my God. I get excited, man. I don't know if it's these jitterbugs that I get, or is it the fact that we really get an opportunity to kind of hang out with who I like to call my friends. I call folk engagers, not followers. I like to hang out with my engagers so we can talk all things kingdom, man. You know?
Yes.
All right, so how would you say now?
Not we're here to the people, and God is talking through us to the people.
Oh, come on. Absolutely, man. See, that's why I like to hang out with that man there. Coming up on the show today, we're going to continue our soul series that we're doing. And a little later in the show, Niles is going to bring us all things worldview. And guys, we got a lot of things that we kind of need to roll up our sleeves with. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk just a little bit about putting some of these kingdom principles into fruition and seeing those principles operate in our lives. But before all of that greatness, I want to pick back up where we left off last week with the soul series. And to recap, I mentioned that the soul is your being that is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. That's your mind, your will, and emotions. That's your soul, okay? Now, with the soul, we're talking about the will of the person. That's your will. And I told you that your will is defined as the power or capacity to choose. That's your will. You have the power and the capacity to choose. When you're choosing and you're operating in your will, that is you executing something. That is you either having God's will as your will for your life, or that's you saying, I'm going to live by my own set of rules and principles here, and you're going to have your own rules for your will. But whatever your will is, it has to be predicated on you choosing. All right. So don't go thinking that someone has the power to will themselves over you. You have the power. You have the authority to choose. And when you choose, that is what you go after when you're operating in your will. Now, for today, I want you to be intentional with your will. And I really do mean this. I want your will. I would like to see you choose what God's will is for your life. And one of the ways that you can honestly choose what God's will is for your life is by praise. Now, when I'm talking about praise, it's not necessarily a song, but if you sing, it's okay. When you praise, you speak well of. I want you to intentionally speak well of God today so that you can start to have his will for your life, so that you can operate in these kingdom principles, so that you live a life from, you remember, in here, out. And even though things happen around us, you won't lose yourself because your will is no longer your will, it's his for your life. All right? The second thing I want you to do as you are asking God, what's your will for my life? Is worship. Now, in worship, You're merely saying, I agree with what you say about me. I agree. I believe who you are. And that leads you to that place so you want what your life should be. All right? So that's our principle for today. Will of a person, the will of a person. Now, I'm going to yield because I know that my Niles has a perspective because he too lives by that same principle, the will. So take it away, Niles.
I guess for the sake of, clarification, as I'm listening to you, I am feeling that will is somewhat synonymous with purpose. You know, because when folks say, you know, God's will for your life, that's also synonymous with purpose. Therefore, because when it comes to purpose and will, there has to be an action plan. So with that, I feel like when it comes to God's purpose and I guess God's will for your life, I think we have to put our so-called will on the back seat. Because at the end of the day, God has, I guess, the ultimate will, but you know, you connected everything by saying, you know, there's prayer and praise that comes with that, but also communication. So, you know, when those are, I guess, in conjunction, you know, the prayer and the communication with God, that is how he shows you your purpose, you know, your will and so on. So, you know, with that, it's important to always keep that channel open and remember that God's will is our will. But God provides us with, you know, steps and tools and an action plan that is needed in order to, as we say, get to the other side. So, you know, for me, will and purpose are synonymous. They work together. And, you know, when it comes to being a part of the kingdom, that's why it's so important to always have that constant channel open, you know, to God. So his will is our will. And, you know, his plan is way better than our plan. So, you know, in that, it's always important to, you know, praise God, communicate with God, and just try to get to know God as much as possible. Am I right with that whole like will purpose?
I'm listening and I'm sitting on my hands here because here's what I really want people to be cognizant of. Please hear me when I say this. Because we are created as free moral agents, that's the synonymous that you were talking about, that will. You literally have a will, and that will is your choosing what you're going to do. Because again, the will is actionable, right? You have to execute something. Just like with your purpose, if you don't get into your purpose, it's not God, it's you, right? So you're telling him you're willing to get the consequences that come along with you living a life that is not as to the degree that you should have been living in. When you think of will, because he is who he is, you can choose whatever you want to choose because he loves us so much. He says, hey, if you make your bed in hell, I'll love you all the way there. And he meant it. And it wasn't him being ugly. That's him saying, you can choose whatever you want to do. It's your choice. So when you think of will, that is, because there was a time when I had rebellion on my heart and I didn't do what he told me to do. I did what was good and didn't do what was right. What was good cost me $4 million.
Yeah.
Was right. I get to live a life now that I'm thinking, oh my God, it's nobody but you. And it's not predicated on things. It's predicated on what I've believed him for so long. And I finally get to see it. I get to see those who don't like me receive Christ as Lord and Savior. And I'm like, yes, told you. You know what I mean? So it's like you don't pray for people to have a bad time in life. You pray for them to have a really good time, and that's a choice. So my will is for people to have a wonderful life and to live the life that they're supposed to. That's my will. That's my choice. See how different that is from purpose? It's synonymous, but it goes a little bit deeper. It goes just a little bit deeper, but I wanted people to understand that even if you don't choose to have your will, God, please make my will your will and vice versa. And you choose to kind of do what it is that you kind of want to do at the end of life. You can't say it was him because we play a part.
For sure. And that's what I was like trying to get to and try to figure out, like, the there is a separation and delineation mm-hmm. when it comes to like will and purpose, but a lot of folks kind of fuse those together, especially with the things that we hear on a consistent basis earlier, like this is God's will for your life, therefore, AKA God's purpose or whatever else. And that's why I was saying earlier, and this might sound, you know, wrong, but forget your will.
Right.
You know
what I'm
saying? Right. And that's what I was trying to get to. I was just trying to get the clarification. But I'm like, forget your will. Connect with God's will. And as I said earlier, he will give you the tools and the action plan that is needed in order for you to get to the other side and progress. Because our will has failed us time and time again. You know? You know?
How many times, man? Come on.
You know, I'm thinking about Adam and Eve and how their will or their lack of willpower, you know, got us into, you know, what we're living and going through right now. So I'm going to be straight and honest. This is how I would, you know, view it. Forget your will. Get in connection with God's will. And God's will is so much greater than anything that you can perceive and anything that you understand from your level of perception and understanding. So I'm going to keep that simple. Like, you're a human being. Therefore, you're subject to error and flaws. So that's why it's always so important to stay connected to the kingdom and stay connected to the creator, because sometimes, regardless of how smart and ambitious we think we are, our way of thinking is flawed and it's not always conclusive, because we don't see the bigger picture. We see what's in front of us. We see that what is allowed. God has the whole trajectory. God has like the whole aerial view. So I would say, forget about your will. Excuse me. And forget about your wants. Figure out what God's will is. Then also understand and know what your purpose is. And allow those things to be that, as I always say this, that motor and that drive. You know? Because he knows where you need to be.
And absolutely. He
knows how you can get there. The reason why
better than us.
No level. And our level of understanding. We don't necessarily know how to get there. So that's why we always have to have that communication and just continuously allow yourself to embrace God, because you always say this, he will continue to blow your mind, you know, with each and every scenario. So forget your little thinking, forget what you want, forget your will, tap into what God's will is for your life. And that's pretty much the blueprint that you need.
I love it. You know, when I sit here and I listen to you, and I can honestly say this for those who are engaging with us, either streaming or watching us YouTube or Facebook Live, he's not just saying it because it sounds good. This is a man who walks what he's talking. And I know that he's led because he's too wise to try to even think that all of this, are you serious, God? Because it is so mind-blowing that he does give us enough that we can handle. So he is truly living what he's saying, and I love that about you.
For sure. I feel like the will feeds into the purpose.
Talk to me.
Into the purpose. If you have his level or a snippet of his level of understanding and his trajectory, even if you understand it 10%, That is feeding into your purpose, you know? So, yeah.
You know I'm going to get you, right? I'm sitting there like, okay, now it's all right. But, I mean, that is quite conclusive. It is, because if you think about it, his purpose for your life really is his will for your life, right?
Yeah.
So if you say, he says, I need you to be a prophet to the nations, and you say, no, I want to practice medicine. He says, okay, your will is yours. I want to practice, but his is, but I want you over here. So who you think gonna win at some point, right?
God don't help to feed you. They work together.
They work together. And you're absolutely right, man. Seriously, I'm just giving Niles a hard time because he gets it, and he not only gets it, but he, every week you get to see him in action telling you how to operate in this kingdom. And it's a wonderful thing to have him right here. And for those who are up on Mondays around 7:30-ish, I was there. Where were you? I was from Talk to Tanji. I did a few minutes of just, hey, come on, we got this thing. So we're rolling out a couple of things that are kind of different, and I'm being stretched now out of that comfort zone. So I am being transparent here. I want to see you front and center. God's willing, Mondays, 7:30-ish on All Things Talk to Tanji. And I want to thank whichever business it is that is sponsoring us now. It was Catkina, but I think it's now Existence Now, which is a consulting agency that I get to be a part of. And we just walk with people and hold their hands and say, you know what, we've got this. We have a planned package that will help you literally move from where you are to where you want to be. And I'm really serious about that. For those who have worked with me in times past, you know that I don't come to play the radio when we're talking All Things Kingdom, because I finally found my purpose. When I say I finally found, it was always there. It was me running from it. Anyway, give us a call, please, at 470-534-2216, 470-534-2216. And I'm your girl. I'll give you 15 minutes of a free consult. And if we don't work together, no worries. I need you to live the life that you are destined to live. All right? Now, I'm turning it over to my guy now for all things that's happening in the world, man.
Man, a whole lot going on in the world, and I say this all the time. That's why we have constant reminders all around us why we need to be in the kingdom. Because if not, this stuff is devastating, man. This stuff will, you know, blacken your soul and your spirit, your lens and your perception of what life is. So, you know, as I go through this, just think of the Creator with each and every scenario and situation, because that's what we need in order to fix the things that are going on in the world and that is going on with us. So I'm sure a lot of people may have heard Haiti experienced a devastating earthquake. And as of right now, the death toll is around 2,000 and counting. And, you know, close to 10,000 people have been injured due to the earthquake. You know, pray for Haiti. Haiti has had a rough history and definitely a rough, you know, last few years. So I pray for Haiti. I pray for the people there. I mean, was it last month? You know, they lost the president there. And we just need to pray for the people. It's you can't even sit there and necessarily say it's Haiti, you know, or, you know, Haiti as a country. It's the people who make up Haiti. And that is also in connection to hearts, you know, matters of the heart and your heart posture. You know, we have to make sure that we are in a solid place internally. We have to make sure that our hearts are fixed on God, because if not, you know, these are the kind of things that you will continue to see and experience. And it's devastating, man. You know, life is extremely precious, and each and every life that was taken, and, you know, for the folks who were injured due to this earthquake, you know, they matter, you know, they're precious. You know, those were souls that impacted the lives of other souls and so on. So I really pray for those people and their families. I pray for Haiti. I pray for, you know, the president's family and anyone who was impacted and affected by that. Because, you know, we see things each and every day that just, aren't right. And you can tell that they aren't of the kingdom. So, you know, continue to reach for the kingdom and grow within the kingdom and within the creator, because that's the only thing that's going to help us and save us through this devastation and this darkness.
Thank you so much for that, man. Seriously, thank you.
Also, Afghanistan, another example. Recently, it was taken over by the Taliban. And because of that, the Afghan people, women, men, and children are kind of being harassed. And, you know, their lives are threatened, their livelihood, and so on. So I really pray for the people in Afghanistan, including the Taliban and so on, because, you know, we also need to pray for the victimizers as well, because, you know, what are they going through and what have they experienced in order to create their current condition or, you know, their current, you know, state. So I pray for everybody in Afghanistan. You know, there was also a video that was released recently where, you know, there were Afghan folks who pretty much, you know, found their way, you know, on the plane and also on the wheels of the plane. And I guess they were trying to escape the misery and all the craziness and debauchery that is going on there now. So you got to think about this. If someone is willing to put their life at risk, you know, by doing something like that, by, you know, trying to escape and hold on to the wheels of the airplane, you know, you have to think of what are they experiencing. And once again, I can tell you what they're experiencing isn't of God, because, you know, they would want to embrace, you know, the culture and what was going on there and so on. So I pray for everybody there, man. And I pray that, you know, the victims are, you know, freed of persecution and hurt and harm and trauma. And I pray for, you know, the soldiers and, you know, the oppressors and so on, because they're all experiencing something. So I pray that God just comes and wraps his arms around everyone there, giving them what they need to fill those holes in the hurt that has created what is going on right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, you sound so much like the poignant question, am I my brother's keeper? And no matter if we know they're not, us being in this body, us being in this kingdom of God, of course we're our brother's keeper. So, you know, their lives matter. They really do. Shifting gears just a second here, Niles, I've got to say congratulations. When I hear you doing those things that you really enjoy doing, and I say really enjoy, you know, there's a thing that says if you wake up every morning and you do something that you really love doing and you don't get paid for doing it, you really are where you're supposed to be. You're getting paid for doing it, man. I'm just excited for what you're doing. Would you just give us a sneak peek into the minds of you as an artist and releasing a project into the marketplace?
Yes. For those of you, I guess, who know me, I got into hip hop, like conscious hip hop, around summer last year. And that kind of yielded many opportunities for me. And, you know, I just started growing within the genre and within the artistry to the point where I was featured in a cipher and then started writing with and for other artists. And things have just kind of expanded now. So I finished my first actual album of 13 songs, but I haven't released. Now I'm working on a second one. However, I released my first single last Friday. And I would say with very little promotion, first single ever, it's doing very well. Within the first, you know, we had over 10K streams and still counting.
Wow.
You know, we're writing milestones, 10, 15, 20, and so on. So, you know, eventually, you know, hopefully we can get it on some stations and so on. You know, I've been submitting to certain playlists that are international, and I have a few calls tomorrow and Friday to get the song on the national playlist. and it can hit, you know, hundreds of thousands and so on. So like right now,
absolutely.
To tell you the truth, this is all God, because it being my first single, you know, yeah. I was like, you know, I'll be happy if you know, many people listen to it. But I didn't expect that, you know, it would have this kind of, you know, impact and response, you know, so soon. So especially with single. So, you know, pretty about that. And then I'm actually performing this Friday in Burbank. Uh-huh. In the single there, so things in the works. I've just really, well, nah, God has really been expanding me when it comes to the artistry and
absolutely, man.
Craft in a way that is impacting the people, and the people are able to digest it in a way that inspires and encourages them, and that is
absolutely
in me in the kingdom. You know, and that isn't necessarily mean that I do everything right, you know, or whatever else. But even through, you know, my flaws and missteps, God allows me. I'm not going to allows me, but God shines through me. And that's what people gravitate towards. And that's what people see. So I'm extremely thankful to God. I'm appreciative. Thank you for everyone who has been listening and, you know, listening more than once. And the one thing that was weird was one of the places where people are listening the most, 5,000-6,000 people was in Phoenix, Arizona.
I love it. I look at this. I absolutely love this. I wanted you to give us a peek behind the scenes for several different reasons, but one of the reasons was because oftentimes, when you think about really getting into where you believe this is exactly where God would have me to be, to plant and to sow and to harvest and thrive, sometimes you'll look at where you are and you'll think, not this time, it's not my time just yet, I'll wait. And one of the things that I love about having you on the show and seeing your walk, okay, is that you left everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just putting us down to the bottom of the hour of how we are living examples of, again, 9 to 5s. I'm not telling anyone to quit their jobs, but you personally know, coming out of corporate America, what that culture looks like. Did you ever even kind of imagine that you'll leave what you know, what everybody expects you to do, and then come, I guess they call it the land of milk and honey out here, but to come out here to Los Angeles, did you ever imagine?
It's something that I was pushing for, but it seems like a lot of stuff got in the way with me trying to, you know, make my exit strategy a thing, if you understand what I'm saying. And to tell you the truth, I ran from it for a while. I actually developed an exit strategy, you know, by the time, you know, I'm this age, I want to be out and so on. And it was all that, but it took some time to get there because I had to kind of, you know, get to the point where I had to disregard, you know, my anxiety and the, you know, the what ifs and what if I don't you know, make it to this point, or what if I'm not able to do this outside of a corporate America, like finance, you know, my lifestyle and whatever else. So I think that would probably scare a lot of people. And, you know,
absolutely.
Fear there. But I mentioned this before. I felt like over time I was just kind of pushed into my purpose because I kept on trying to run back and say like, oh, maybe I should just stick with this because
yeah,
people around me who all they could really see from me was, you know, what I was doing and what's in front of me. They didn't really see the light in what God is going to make of me and is making of me. So I had a lot of people trying to talk me out of it, all kinds of discouraging comments, and people would say all kinds do whatever they could to try to deter me from, you know, taking that step, you know, mocking me, making fun of me or whatever else. So that kind of, you know, got to me, especially being so young, recent grad and all that stuff. And, you know, I realized, I'm like, I got to a point where I'm like, man, should I really sacrifice my joy, you know, my purpose and my life to sit there and try to appease people who don't even believe it, who don't even believe in themselves.
Come on, man.
who are trying to find a way out, and they're projecting all of their limitations and their fears on you.
You know,
at a certain point, I just say, you know what, I'm not going to take that anymore. There are certain things that transpired within a year, year and a half, like crazy things to the point where, you know, I was contrite and ready to listen. You understand what
I got you. You know I do. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was ready for God to truly guide me and show me the way.
I love it. I love it.
You know, that led me here to L.A. And, you know, it took, a few months to, you know, figure things out and so on. But it just seemed like around the time that the pandemic hit, it just seems like a lot of things just started really to, you know, progress. And there's certain avenues that started opening up. And, you know, I started to explore things and actually, you know, being proficient in those things. Mm-hmm. I started to explore things that I never even thought about. You know, God opened so many different avenues and channels. And it's all because I'm still trying to really grasp what it is to let God lead and to let God take over. Never ending, you know, journey where you have to say no to self. And as we that's why I said it earlier. I was speaking from experience. Forget my will. Because if my will was that consistent, that glorious, then I would have got a long time ago, and I would have had.
I know, right? And when I say that.
Yeah, huh?
When I say that to people about, man, I wish I could be that smart, they're thinking I'm trying to be facetious, but I'm not. I'm literally saying, this man is so freaking smart that it doesn't even matter what your plans are. It doesn't matter what you think your little measly will is. When you connect with his, it's mind-boggling. And you'll find yourself saying, no, I can't tell that. They're not going to believe me. Nope. I'm not going to tell that. Nope, they're not going to believe me. But who cares? It's like going to the unseen, bringing the unseen to the S-C-E-N-E so that it can be S-E-E-N by everybody.
Yep.
And it's not you boasting or bragging, man. That's just him. That's just what he does, you know? And it's a wonderful thing to live a life that Deuteronomy talks about, you know, that you won't be borrowing, that you literally can lend. And that's just not a monetary thing. That could be you having no money, but you're willing to give a smile.
Yeah.
You're not having the wherewithal to do what you want to do, but that what you've got, you'll share. Come on. That's the joys of living, right?
Yep. And as we both learn, our relationship with God has to grow. And we have to, die to self each and every day.
Absolutely.
I would say now, I consult with God multiple times a day, and I talk with God multiple times a day. When I first wake up, you know, I have a prayer. Before I go to bed and so on. Like, there's never a day where I don't wake up and just go to prayer. And then, you know,
absolutely.
I go to prayer in a way to communicate with God. And I say to God, I mean, part of my prayer is like, God, you know, what's up for the day? Like, what's the day? what's on today's agenda? Just show me.
I love it.
And the reason why I've gotten to that point is because I know, like, based on who I am and what God has me to be at this point, I know that I'm going to do the work, and I'm willing to put in the work. But if God orders my steps and shows me the plan, I'm like, all right, that's the plan. As long as I continue to walk with you and communicate with you throughout the day, and I have a certain level of, I'll use my will, you know. But my will is more connected to God's will at this point. You know, and I understand when it's my will versus his now more than anything else. And that's when things kind of like fall apart. But, you know, that communication is key, because I realized that I will not really reach that level that God has for me and set out for me, you know, long before I even discovered these gifts and talents.
Right.
I get there and I won't be prepared to receive the things that I've been asking for and that I've, you know, been destined, you know, for, you know, from and by God. So
absolutely.
From that, absolutely. That perspective, man, like,
yeah.
Last year, I think it was really a kicker for me and gave me like another gust of motivation. Because, I mean, Chadwick Boseman was one of my favorites, Kobe Bryant and so on. And I, was, sure. I saw how young were, how they really took, you know, this life, you know, seriously. And they took
it
seriously because they realized that, you know, not only are they blessed to, you know, be doing that thing at that level, but they're right. To be able to also be a light to other people. Like, people can say whatever they want about Kobe Bryant and him being, you know, difficult at times. But the one thing that's pretty consistent based on interviews and other people's experiences, personal experiences with him, he was very giving and compassionate and his gift to give to others. And that's what I'm here for. And Chadwick Boseman also came from that perspective as well. So I'm like, man, these.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, these men, regardless of their personal issues or whatever, they stayed connected and stayed in contact with God. And we say this all the time. God is their power source. So they understood how much power that they had because of that connection. But these men were able to help push this world forward and push people forward by being in connection to God, regardless of their what their thoughts were or whatever else. As long as you keep on trusting God, but you also that God's plan is better than yours.
Come on, man.
That, you know, I think, not. I don't think, that's when things will really start to click for you and things will start to blossom in a way that you never even, you know, thought.
Imagined. Seriously. Absolutely.
Now, and I realize
that's what
I'm still at the beginning phase now. So if I'm starting to be blown, you know, because my mind is blown at this beginning phase, just seeing the project.
All right.
By the time that I get here, you know, a little over a year and a half ago to now, I was like, man, if I'm blown by this level, think about what will happen when God continuously, you know, blesses me and allows me to be the blessing to others at each and every level.
Absolutely. So that's where
I'm at now, but I understand that the work has to be done, and I have.
It has to be done, man. I'm glad you said that too, because you have to do the work.
I am, as you say, like I am the work. I am becoming.
Yes, absolutely.
To get to where God needs me to be, so that's why things are kind of like, you know, really moving for me right now. And regardless of setbacks and things that pop up, I talk to God like He's my homie. Like I talk. You know, and I talked to him so casually. And another thing that I had to shred and get rid of is that conditional relationship. Because a lot of us comes to God, like, God, look, if you just save me this one time, you just give me this one thing, promise and that. I'm like, no, God blesses you on a consistent basis.
He does, whether you acknowledge it or not.
Because He's consistently giving to you. Who are you to sit there and think that you deserve, but therefore you don't have to reciprocate, or at least, as you mentioned earlier, show some praise?
Absolutely, man. Come on.
Appreciation. You know, praise, because you didn't get here on your own. You didn't birth.
No, you did not.
You didn't start that whole process. God did.
You better believe you did. He did. Absolutely.
That's where I'm at.
You know, listening to you now. And I'm not saying if we're not there, that's neither here nor there, and I would never do that. But listening to you now, it's like you're uncovering these layers of that mindset where, you know, that I say it all the time. And again, for those who are listening, I'm not trying to be offensive here, but we can religiously do things. And if you are religiously being traditional, sometimes you're not going to grab on to the fact that you really can have heaven on earth. You really, really can. He lays it out for you. And that's merely what Niles and I are discussing here. There was a way that seemed right to us, but in the end, we found ourselves just kind of going through the motion, just, you know, looking at the circumstances. And if you're not careful, you'll think that circumstance is bigger than what he has in store for you. So listening to you say that, man, it just warms my heart and gives me all these goose pimples, because you are really living the life that you're supposed to be living. And I want you to remember this, and for those who are engaged with us also, when you are going to another level, when you're going to another dimension, mm-hmm. your mindset shifts. And you become so humbled in your soulless man that you know, without you, I can do absolutely nothing. However, you still got to show up. You don't go on the stage acting timid. You don't go before the people acting timid. You go with that confidence in knowing that now says he's my power source. So it's just joyful. Going into another dimension. When you think of going to another level, if you're not careful, you'll think that some of what you're doing is you, when all of what you're doing is him, because he takes you from glory to glory, that is, allowing you to shine, and faith to faith, to operate in dimensions that you probably never even entered your mind. So that's that soulless man living there.
And one thing that I wanted to add that I had to learn as well, and once again, this goes along with the mindset of having that conditional relationship, is I had to stop with the mindset of what's in it for me and start asking what's in it for God.
Hi. Whoa. Yes.
You think about it. God is worried about you. Like, God cares about you. You are his child. So what's in it for me? I'm going to have you do something that, you know, there's no benefit in it for you. Like, he's going to, you know, provide for you. You know what I'm saying? Yes. But he's not just worried about you. He's worried about everyone. So I'm like, what's in it for us and what's in it for God? Because I'm a part of the us. So as long as I have that mindset, I will continue to be blessed too. And I will be a blessing to others. So stop with that. Yeah. For me, I had to get rid of that. You know,
that lesson right there. Because again, if you're not careful, you'll have that slippery slope of I'll do it because it's the good thing to do, and it may not be the right thing to do. So, but you're right. Everything we do, we people benefit, or they should benefit from what we're doing, right? Even if they don't know it, that they're benefiting, they do. So Niles, what's next on the horizon? What's next? I mean, just a snippet of where do you go now with the notoriety, with the influence, and of course, affluence follows influence. Now, what do you do now?
Well, I continue to do the same thing. If something is working, I'm not going to stop doing it. To build that connection and continue to, you know, shred the idea of, you know, me and what's in it for me. And I'm really going to start to allow God to just use me as a source of light, you know, for the people. And I'm going to do my best to be an extension of God, you know, and I think that's what we're here for. You know, I'm going to allow God to continue to, you know, order my steps and sharpen and prune me. And, you know, one thing that we should also remember is sometimes we want to go to God when something doesn't go, you know, a particular way, or blame God for X, Y, and Z. You can't ever blame God for anything. I will continue to and challenge myself to take responsibility for the mystery. You know what I'm saying? I will continue to own up to my will, which got me in, you know, trouble, you know, and hopefully with that, I have enough sense at that time to tap back into the source, realizing that his way is better than mine. So that's something that I'm going to continue to tap into.
Absolutely.
And that's something that we all need to tap into, because I'm telling you, I really feel that, not just externally, I feel like God is really working in me. And because God is working in me, you know, things are falling you know, in place around me, you know, outside of me. So I feel much better each and every day as I know that I'm growing as a person. I feel fuller. I feel fulfilled. I feel, you know, healthier. You know, and I feel a bit more cleansed than I've ever felt. You know, I'm a bit more joyful and so on. So yeah. I'm like, if I'm in the beginning process of this whole thing, why not?
I know, right?
You know, right? God, have him be the conductor, because, you know, he's done so much within me to the point where it would be foolish of me to abandon, you know, him and think that, you know, my power is elsewhere. The more and more I tap into God's power, the more and more, you know, my power and I will, you know, me, I will be electrified by that. So like around me, they'll feel that electricity, but that's not me. It's that power source. So I'm going to continue to tap into what I'm talking about and what I preach. And
you heard it. You heard it from him. I didn't say it, but you are living it, man. And you are. You're a demonstration of what you're talking about. And that's one of those things that I really admire about people that God will allow me to be in their presence. There are people that they mean what they say what they mean, and there's no gray area. And those are the folks that you kind of want to surround yourself with when you're walking this thing called life out and you're experiencing life in another dimension. You want to be around people that I'm learning that not just, you know, kind of tolerate me and really don't like me, but that's such a bore. You want to be around folk that make you a better person, you know? Yeah. At least I found that to work.
And the one thing that I want to leave everybody with is, I don't, when people see me, I don't want people to see a so-called good man, because what happens is I feel like that's kind of become a platitude and cliche. And first of all, who are you and who am I to sit there and dictate if someone is good or not? You hear that all the time. He's a good person. Who are you? Figure out if you're a good person or whatever else. I don't want people to sit there and say, oh, he's a good man. I want people to sit there and say that he's a fighting man. And the reason why I want people to sit there and say he is fighting his flesh every day. He is fighting his way to God in the midst of all this darkness. He is fighting for God, even though the devil and Satan sends this kind of temptation and that kind of temptation. Because the reason why I want people to see that is because they'll be able to relate to that, because they too are also fighting that same fight every day. You know what I'm saying? So I want someone to see a fighting man and a man who is constantly each and every day trying to get to the finish line, which is God. I want people to see that I am fighting for God regardless of the circumstance and everything that is around me. I am consistently fighting for God. Forget that good stuff. That's subjectivity. I don't care about that. I want you to see a man who is fighting and yearning for God in the midst of his flaws, in the midst of his missteps, in the midst of his accolades, accomplishments, and so on. He is consistently fighting for God and fighting for the kingdom.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I could not have summed up this spirit, this soul of this man any better, because he really does have that good fight. And that fight, honestly, is not out him literally fighting, but this man is fighting the good fight of faith. He fights faith. It takes faith to die to this man. Come on. It does. But in all of that, I will say this, Niles, and again, you're right. Who am I to say anything about good, bad, or indifferent? But I can say that when I look at you, I do see my daddy. I see my daddy. I see being made after his likeness and image. I see that, because you do carry the characteristics and you function like our daddy. And that, to me, my man, is the making of somebody who is full of valor. And with that, I am pleased to have you here, that I get to see this man who has a new single out. Come on, man. Tell everybody where to single at so we can hear it.
As of right now, we're waiting for Apple Music. They're doing their own thing. But at the same time, we're killing it on Spotify. And it's called stuff, and it's featuring Memnock and me, and it's continuing to climb the charts. So
I love it. So you hear that, right? And don't forget to cop a copy of my book, man. Come on, and yes, let's work together so we can get you from there to here. All right, Niles. This is our show. Thank you, Sam. LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Engager. See you Monday, 7:30-ish. On Talk to Tanji. Bye.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.